Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the month of Sha'ban. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the possessor of majesty and honor, and He is the one who has made Sha'ban a month of pardon and forgiveness, and we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and abundant grace upon him and his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. O servants of Allah, I advise you and I advise myself to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, in order that you may be from those who have taqwa. Ayyuha al-mu'minun, O believers. The month we are in is a month of immense rank and exalted remembrance, and its days are amongst the most virtuous of days. It is a month that unfortunately many people neglect, and it falls between Rajab and Ra'ba and Ramadan. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yaghfulun nas anhu bayna Rajabin wa Ramadan." He said, "It is a month that people are heedless of between Rajab and Ramadan." Brothers and sisters, this is the month of Sha'ban that we are in. It is a month of preparing ourselves for the provisions for Ramadan, and it is a month in which we are intended to ready ourselves for this format of hastening ourselves and racing towards the one who's the most merciful. And so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would exemplify what we are meant to do in this month by investing this month in acts of devotion and filling its time and its hours and its days with formats of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we find the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha saying, kana ahabba ash-shuhur ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yasumahu sha'ban. She said that the most beloved month for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast was Sha'ban. And she also said, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ سِيَامَ شَهْرٍ قَطْ إِلَّا رَمَضَانَ وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ فِي شَهْرٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ صِيَامًا فِي شَعْبَانَ. She said, I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complete the fasting of any month except Ramadan, and I never saw him fast more in any month, in other words, outside of Ramadan, than what he fasted in the month of Sha'ban. So brothers and sisters, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about this, he said, "Huwa shahrun turfa'u fihi al-a'mal ila rabbil 'alamin, fa uhibbu an yurfa'a 'amali wa ana sa'im." He said that is a month, Sha'ban is a month in which deeds are raised up to the Lord of all the worlds, and I love that my deeds be raised up whilst I'm fasting. So brothers and sisters, this is the month in which the deeds, they say, for the entire year are raised. So it makes important for us to magnify the worth of this month, to honor its time, and to make excellent use of it. And this entails, in following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we increase ourselves in voluntary fasting. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the nature of someone who fasts in this way, seeking the wajh of Allah, seeking the countenance of Allah, entails that بَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ 70 خَرِيفًا, that Allah will distance his face from the fire by 70 years. So brothers and sisters, let us turn eagerly in this month also, in addition to the Siyam, to our engagement with the Qur'an. For when Sha'ban would arrive, the righteous would devote themselves to the Qur'an. They would recite, they would reflect, they would study, they would contemplate, and they would revive hearts through it, purify the souls. It's such that it was said Sha'ban is the month of those who recite the Quran. So the nature is that they would seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when he narrated, مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةً وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا لَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَا مِنْ حَرْفٌ وَلَكِنْ أَلِفْ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفٌ. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites one letter from the Book of Allah will have one good deed. And one good deed is multiplied tenfold. And I do not say Alif Lam Mim is a letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So let the reciter of the Quran increase in good deeds and increase in striving to raise themselves in ranks upon ranks. And the Prophet ﷺ said, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا. It will be said to the companion of the Quran, recite and rise, and recite as you used to recite in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. And for indeed your rank will be with the last verse that you recite. So brothers and sisters, when we recite the Quran, let us engage with it with this intention of raising our ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we close the Quran, let us fill our records with constantly seeking istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgiveness. Let us occupy our times with it, longing for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trusting in the promise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, طُوبَ لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Glad tidings to the one who finds abundant seeking of forgiveness in his record. Elsewhere, brothers and sisters, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتٍ مِّن رَحْمَتِهِ. He said, expose yourself to the breezes of the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah has breezes from His mercy. And brothers and sisters, from amongst the most greatest of these nafahat, these breezes, these gentle breezes, is the month of Sha'ban, in which we hope to be exposed to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hope to be of those who attain unto the pardon and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in the middle of this month, it has been narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَطَّلِعُ فِي لَيْلَةِ نِسْفِ مِنَ الشَّعْبَانِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكٍ أَوْ مُشَاحِنٍ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at His creation on the night of the middle of Sha'ban, and He forgives all of His creation except a person of shirk, a polytheist, or one who harbors hatred in his hearts, mushahinin. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect on how forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is withheld from someone who in turn is unable to forgive others. And so we have to strive to be people who forgive others, who remove rancor from their hearts, remove hatred from them, from their hearts. And so let us be those who draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this salam at the sadr, this peace in our hearts, and not be of those who lose the reward of everything they do because they affect others from their tongue or from their hearts. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was said to him, O Messenger of Allah, such and such a woman prays at night, fasts by the day, gives charity and does many good deeds, but she harms her neighbor with her tongue, her neighbors with her tongue. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, لا خير فيها هي من أهل النار. There is no good in her. She is from the people of hellfire. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. May He protect us from people who, may He protect us from being from those who, whilst we do good, we negate all of that by transgressing and harming others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who draw nearer to Him, who preserve the reward of their deeds, who protect their good works, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also do this by forgiving others and letting go of grudges. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اغفروا يغفروا الله لكم. Forgive and Allah will forgive you. I say this and I seek forgiveness from Allah for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.